Joining us tonight via the Paul Bunyan telephone hotline is University of Minnesota Duluth head football coach and athletic director, Bob Nielsen. Bob, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
This is going to sound like a crazy question, but you guys have been putting up so darn many points, and your starters haven't played a whole lot. Do you even have a feel as to what this team is capable of just because they haven't played a whole game yet?
Well, I've told a lot of people this. I think our team's still a work in progress. We've certainly gotten better since week one. We've still got a long ways to go, and honestly, our focus has been, you know, keep trying to get better every week. And I know that's a cliche in college football, but I think it really applies to our football team this year.
How much better do you think they can get?
I guess I know we got to get better in a lot of areas yet. I think all three elements of football, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, there's improvement that we need to make. I said going into the year, I think our schedule is one of the, not only the toughest schedule I think we've had in the last 3 years, but I think one of the toughest schedules in the country with the quality of teams that we're playing week in, week out. And I think the difference lots of times in years between, you know, just having a good year and a year where you actually have a chance to contend for a championship at the end is in how much improvement your team makes and from week to week. And so our focus continues to be on fundamental things, particularly with the areas of our team that are younger and trying to get those elements to improve.
It seems like Isaac Odom has been on your roster forever. It's a great story of how he ended up at UMD, isn't it?
Well, he's a neat young man. Whose life took a lot of twists and turns, and you know, in his third year here, he's having a great start to the season, and a guy that has become really a leader in our football team, both on the classroom and on the playing field.
Just goes to show that second chances are great, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you look at the type of student athlete that he's been and the success that he's had, and certainly it's a testimony to how hard he's worked at putting things together.
Can you talk about how your quarterbacks, because both of them have played quite a bit, both of them have progressed this year?
Well, they're different. It's nice to have two experienced quarterbacks, and honestly, it's the first time here in the last 3 years that we can say that we've got two guys that have playing experience. The past 2 years we've been relying on true freshmen to be our backup, and both had opportunities to play, and now they're both competing for playing time. Chase Vogler, has moved his way into being the front runner there, and we try to play John Lynch each and every week, but certainly a lot of that is situational and how we feel we can utilize their talents to the best of their ability, and also how it can best impact our offensive team.
There aren't that many teams, Coach, that run the 3-4 defense anymore, and this is going to be a match of two teams that both run it pretty well. You need good middle linebackers to run it. You've got two of them that have been around forever there too, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's really the strength of our defense and the experience that those two, Robbie Orich and Kyle Fetchicotter, bring. They're two of our three co-captains have provided, great leadership over their careers here. I agree with you. You look at a couple of defenses Saturday night here that in a lot of ways are very similar in the kinds of things that they do scheme-wise. In my opinion, two outstanding team defenses.
Do you find it easy to game plan offensively then, since you know what to expect so much?
In some ways, I think it makes us more difficult because we know how hard it is, and in terms of practice to do things against our defense. And I look at the Bemidji State defense, and you know, they've got outstanding personnel. They're extremely well coached. You know, it's a formidable challenge that we're going to face here on Saturday evening.
I'm not a big fan, Coach, of comparing one year to the next, and it's certainly not fair to compare this year with your national championship year, so I won't even go there. But both of these teams from last year to this year have so many pieces of the puzzle back. Such a great game played here in Bemidji last year. You know, looking back on that game last year, number one, how much did that help you down the stretch? Number two, does it have any bearing as to what happens on Saturday night?
Well, I agree with you. Every year is different. Certainly that game last year was one of the craziest last 5-6 minutes of football that I think I've ever been a part of. Two good teams that really battled it to the very, very end. And I think we certainly, found out through that game a little bit more about ourselves as a football team, and I'm sure Coach Tesh would say the same thing, about his football team. And you know, we expect to have, you know, that kind of game here Saturday night. You know, it's the kind of game where every play, might be the one that makes the difference, we've got to be prepared to play our best football of the year.
Away from the football field, you're also the athletic director, so you've got a hand in your hockey team and your new building, Amsoil Rink, and how much benefit that's going to bring to your program, very similar to what Bemidji State is going through right now as well. But how's the building coming along?
Well, building's coming well. We are well on schedule to open our building on December 30th. It's going to be an exciting place. I know I've talked to Rick Gobe up there, and I even sense through him the excitement that there is in that community for the new facility open. I think it's great for college hockey. It's great for this part of the state of Minnesota that we have two brand new facilities going online that are going to help the universities, not just the hockey programs, but help the universities and their entire athletic programs grow into the future.
Well, I can tell you the ice is going in next Monday, and boy, people are excited around here.
That's great.
Any surprise? You're heavily involved with not only athletics as a whole, but also with football. Any surprise at what the NSIC did at their meetings earlier this week? In essence, a no vote?
Well, I don't think there's any surprise. I think, college athletics and universities all over the country are facing significant challenges right now, and you see a lot of reshuffling, from the Division I level all the way down through in terms of leagues and conferences. And the one thing about the NSIC right now is that, we are a conference that is in a position of strength. And we certainly, want the league to continue to be strong and be broad-based in its sports sponsorship. Yet at the same time, there are financial challenges that schools across the country, and including that schools in our league, are going to be facing. So I think I think the direction is that we've got to sort all those issues out and figure out what's in the best interest of the league first and foremost, but at the same time consider what specific issues that schools may have. So I think looking at it, studying it, as opposed to making a snap judgment type of decision is the right thing to do. And we've got great leadership in our league with Butch Raymond in the conference office and a group of chancellors and presidents that have interest in college athletics. So I think the direction of our league will continue to address all of the issues that we've got to be concerned about as we move into the future.
Bob, thank you much. We'll see you on Saturday.
My pleasure.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.